back, at least one critically hurt. Stocks opening higher this morning on Wall Street. More details at srinnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think we'll be dealing with some patchy fog in some spots this morning. Otherwise, look for a good bit of sunshine today. A little warmer than yesterday. High temperature up to about 77. Tonight's low 57. Now, tomorrow, we're dry through the morning hours, but the risk of showers begins in the afternoon, high in the mid-70s. Then widespread rain and thunderstorms. Friday night through the overnight hours till Saturday morning. Could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts and also a severe weather risk. Rain clears out by lunchtime on Saturday. Back to sunshine Sunday with a high in the low 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Both the Democratic and Republican primaries in the newly redrawn U.S. House District 2 are heading to runoffs. Democrats Shamari Figures and Anthony Daniels are advancing, while Dick Brubaker and Caroline Dobson will face each other in the Republican runoff election to be held on April 16th. The Alabama Supreme Court, which received nationwide attention with its recent ruling that frozen embryos are children, will soon have a new Chief Justice. Sarah Stewart defeated former state lawmaker Brian Taylor to win the Republican nomination. She'll face Democrat Greg Griffin Sr. in the general election. Montgomery Whitewater Park is being honored as the Project of the Year at Business Alabama's annual awards for 2024. The creation of the park was a joint effort of state and local community leaders through the Montgomery County Community Cooperative District. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system in the state and provide critical peer-to-peer health care programs specifically tailored for veterans that no private clinics in the state offer. Alabama's nearly 400,000 veterans and their families have faithfully taken care of our nation. Now it's time to give them the health care access they've earned. Pass House Bill 197 and Senate Bill 135 now.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Dan, this house is freezing. It's got to be these old windows.
The windows are fine.
It's time to text Renewal by Anderson. Otherwise, I'm cranking up the thermostat.
No, our heating bill is huge.
Exactly. We need new windows.
You think so?
Our windows are over 10 years old. They're letting out the warm air and wasting money.
You're saying we could actually save money and the house would be warmer if we replaced our old windows?
Yes. And if we text now, we can save hundreds of dollars.
I'm texting Renewal by Anderson.
Text BAKE to 200-300 right now and schedule your free consultation with Renewal by Anderson online today. Plus, text now during the 31-day March sales event and get $377 off every window and $777 off every door when you buy four or more units. Text BAKE to 200-300 for no dollars down, no payments, and no interest for a full year with Renewal by Anderson. Text the word BAKE to 200-300. BAKE to 200-300.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. I am here. Never fear. It is I'm not saying anything else yet. It is a Thursday here in the heart of God's country, the heart of Dixie. Beautiful day here, and it's a great day to be alive. It is the seventh day of March in the year of our Lord, 2024. I hope your morning is going well, and I hope the last 21 hours since we last visited have gone well as well. Sky is here, and Allison Sinclair.
Yay!
The prodigal daughter is back. Allison, how are you?
Scott, you legitimately said, I wasn't sure you'd come back.
I was afraid. You know, it gets up to 2, 3, 4 days, and you just never know if Allison will go, you know what? I am living the good life. I do not want to have to go to a job.
Well, I'll say it was difficult, and I think I drove Scott crazy the first day because it was difficult to walk away. I don't like being left out, and I felt like...
Fear of missing out.
I had severe FOMO.
Mm-hmm. We have a tremendously good time here.
Well, and then everybody was like, Greg Phillips is taking your place. He's better than you. You're never coming back. We love Greg Phillips. We want him all the time. And so I'm like, okay. And so the first day I was kind of hurt.
Really? Were you sad? I feel bad.
And then the second day I was supposed to come home and I was like, forget it.
I'm staying.
And it was awesome, though. I don't know.
What beach were you on?
So... I grew up in Knoxville, you know, that Union City. And it's weird because you either go like down to Destin, but you also can go over to Hilton Head kind of that way.
Okay.
And so probably 30 years ago, we bought a beach house just on this tiny island in between Charleston and Savannah. And it's nothing fancy, but it is on this little island and there's nobody.
Well, that's what you sent a picture of your dog.
Yeah.
Who usually is dropping bombs around here. But he's on a beach, like, completely by himself. Like, there's no footprints. It is amazing.
It is a little slice of heaven. And it's like, the biggest event of your day is to walk down to the little swamp and see if there are any alligators. Because that's always exciting. And then you go check the crab pots, because you go crabbing.
Okay.
And that's, like...
That's it. That's it. The day, huh?
You might see like something, some jellyfish that will really, you get some sticks and you start poking some things and it's just like, it's, I don't know. It's simple.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How far is the grocery store? That's all I care. That's one of the things I care about. Is it a hike back to the grocery store?
Well, we have, if you want to go to like Publix or Walmart, it's probably 25 minutes.
That's not terrible.
But we have a brand new Family Dollar.
Really? Not probably. A Dollar General, though.
You, no, second, it's a Family
like a
Dollar.
Like second class.
Yeah.
Dollar General's way up here. Family it's Dollar's like a little step back.
8 minutes down the road.
Okay. So but they have what you need.
They have what you need.
That's
not fancy.
That's not bad. I would rather
so nice.
Be away from everybody.
Yeah, it was great. Now, you know, my sweet daughter and her friends, these are all her college friends that mm-hmm. she's made. And so this was mm-hmm. the first time that I had met a lot of them. And
you made them behave? Well, I no, guess there wasn't a lot of wildness that could go on in nowhere
no, but
land.
These girls are so sweet. So, like, we all got there Saturday, and Sunday morning, mm-hmm. what do?
Go
we
church.
Had everything planned. Well, we woke up, and I say we. Mm-hmm. Okay, I had to separate myself. I was like, I'm trying not to be a loser right. mom. But they woke up, and they made pancakes, and then they all had their devotional together.
Really?
Yes, and I'm like,
that is really good.
It was like Panama City Beach, Club La Vila, and Spinnaker's. You know, like
you
this
weren't
is
doing
not
the Sunday morning devotional, Allison
mean,
Sinclair.
Actually, you know what? Knowing
when you
me,
were that age,
knowing me, I did the devotional, and then I went to Club La Vila. So I don't know, but they were. It was really sweet. But it is good to be back. I feel like I missed a lot. I missed a huge election.
You did, and we had it without you.
I can't believe it actually happened without me.
I have a question.
What?
Miss Citizen.
Oh, please don't ask it.
Okay, I won't. Are you ashamed? For shame. What is it for shame?
I mean, I don't. Shame.
Shame.
So here's the deal.
You've thought of an excuse while you're driving back? You knew that I would eventually have
Look,
to ask.
Look, I really, you don't understand. Okay, so I applied for an absentee ballot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In pure Allison form, and arrived a day late, so they declined. And then I get to the beach, and I was going to come back on Tuesday.
Okay.
And get home just in time to vote. But it happened to be really sunny on Tuesday.
It was really nice.
Go get the mouse like you said you could.
For shame.
I'm trying to find.
Yeah, and so I think this is like the first, gosh, I can't believe I'm saying this on the radio.
Publicly. I mean, nobody's listening. A few thousand people, that's all that matters.
Well, all I know is that my vote would not have made a difference. Because if you want to know who's going to lose,
mm-hmm.
ask me who I'm voting for.
What is it? Wait a minute. Can I hear it?
You're only a child, mate. Father beats me where they pick
up. Oh, where's the shame? I can't find
for
the shame.
Shame.
For shame. The shame.
The shame. Shame. Shame.
So, last beach question before we get back to this,
yeah.
before we get to the elections, and we got to get
before
an update
we get back to the shame.
From Sky.
Okay.
The sand over there, is yeah. it the, it's the crushed up shell sand, right?
No.
Yours was, it's actual quartz?
It's, well, I'm not a geologist. Mm. I don't know what sand's made out of.
You but take a hand lens and
now it's a
check the grains.
It's a little more.
I think it's crushed up shells and you don't know.
Well, it doesn't feel like Gulf Shores.
Right.
You know, but it's not, you're not walking on rocks.
No, I think I'm right. It's okay, though. I didn't expect you to know. I just thought you might.
I mean
you're an engineer.
It's white, creamy colored.
Yeah, I mean, it looked pretty good. It's not the brown kind
that some places have. Now, the only thing that is very weird, if you grew up going over there, and the island is like a barrier island, so it's very susceptible to the changing tides. That is a weird thing. The high tide, low tide, things wash up. It changes. Like, you'll wake up and the ocean will be out 150 yards. Like, you'll have to walk far.
Right.
And then at that night, it'll be 3 feet from, you know, your sand dune, whatever.
Really?
Yeah, it's very weird. You would love that.
That is cool. Yeah, I would like that.
And
fantastic. So why do you not go more? It's just a long way away?
It's a long way away. I mean, mm-hmm. it takes a solid, and I had Beau with me, so.
Mm-hmm. He had to stop.
Beau's got to go potty. Mm-hmm. Allison's got to go potty. Everybody's
right.
got to,
and y'all can't
you know,
sync that up. You
no.
Know, no.
That was, I don't know, maybe in 2024,
mm-hmm.
he could just go with, anyway, it just is a long trip, but it is so nice. But I did miss y'all.
It looked awesome.
I had to come back because I thought I was about to lose my job. I don't know. Where's Greg today? I thought for sure.
When we found out you were coming back, we dispatched him.
You said she'll be a little insecure.
We don't need you back.
Well, I don't know.
It's all good.
Sky,
we're glad you were back.
Miss?
And now Amy Beth is running the risk of never coming back.
Oh, Abs will be back because we won't make it without her.
Well, you're
to be
right.
Honest.
Just keep it straight. Sky, we need an update from you and hope things are going well and with your wife. And
really?
Did you get to go up at all last night?
No.
The job demands still hold you here.
I'm having to do everything for myself. So
you look like you've lost weight already.
Yeah, I sure have. When I get into crisis mode or something like this, I don't eat unless you put food in front of me. It's just not on my mind. I don't have any appetite. So
right.
Yeah, I don't
recommend
this diet.
Well, your clothes still match. You can get dressed. That's good. You did that on your own.
Yeah, I'm running minute to minute. So if I show up, you know, and I don't have a shirt on or something like that, I'm in my Grateful Dead jammies. Somebody, please, please.
We're so laid back. We wouldn't even know.
I'd be jealous.
I'll tell you, those of you out there, I never realized how much I rely on Martha until I tried to do it without her. And it's rough, man. it is. I am no good.
Aww.
I am no good on my own. So lots of gratitude for Martha. And if you're listening and thinking about this, you might want to hold their hand and let them know you love them and how much you appreciate them because...
That's what Allison did.
Quickly.
Yeah.
When she got home and saw her husband, she just told him.
Good. It's something to
she didn't realize.
Keep in mind. Because why not let them know today?
Yeah. So, that's a good point.
It really is. Martha, she had a good night last night. Understand? We're still in the same place where the natural draining of the spinal fluid in her brain is not efficient enough. So they want to put a shunt in. And understand, 50% of people that have had a brain aneurysm have this. But
for good?
Yes. Yes.
So where do... Okay, look, this is a question. Where does the shunt... So the shunt's a tube, right?
Yes,
because doctors and lawyers have to say things in words that so nobody else knows what they mean.
Yep.
It's a tube. And do they connect that tube to somewhere inside? Does it go externally or internally? Does it go to where it's supposed to go?
It will wrap around the back.
And where will it drain to?
Into the stomach itself.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how they do it. Now, where does the spinal fluid drain and do naturally when it's working like it's supposed to?
The way I understand it, just like that.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So it's just a bypass tube.
Exactly.
Now, do you keep that forever?
Yes.
Or do you use it temporary?
Yes, but it hides under the hair. You would probably, you'd have
never
to look
even see it
to really see it.
Yeah.
But the issue right now is her blood pressure. In order to do that operation, they want her blood pressure in a certain range.
Does she have low blood pressure? Normally?
Well, here's the problem. When they decrease her blood, yes, she does. When they decrease her blood pressure, to a certain range, she loses some cognitive ability.
Yeah, okay? Yeah.
So it's like you were saying yesterday, and that was a very good analogy about mechanics. You know, a little of this, a little of that, try a little of this. So that's where we're at. And understand they're going to experiment with the blood pressure again today. So please keep a good thought. I want you to know I feel the power of your prayers. I had kind of a revelation Tuesday morning reading the devotional that usually Martha and I read out on the back porch in the morning with coffee, and it was about in your weakness my power is made manifest. And I had a bit of a kind of overcome that, listen, the Lord is at work here. So
amen.
It's true. So please continue the prayers. Believe what you are asking for. It's already been done. It is being done. And hurry, Jesus. Thanks, sir.
Amen.
Thanks, y'all.
Well,
good stuff.
Yeah. This is, I think she's still progressing. You're still happy with how she's doing. And I feel like most of this is to be expected. You know, it's just going to be a long journey.
We spoke twice yesterday on the phone. Once when somebody was there, and I snuck in a phone call about 5:30, and Martha picked up the phone and we, you know, chatted up and everything. And
see, that right there is literally a miracle.
Yeah.
Well,
I need to get back up there. So I'll get up this weekend, Friday night. So
very good.
Well, okay.
Very good. So back to the elections.
Shame. Shame.
Shame. But some of the elections wouldn't mattered that much. Was there an election that you were surprised by? The Barrymore election was a positive. It wasn't a surprise.
Oh,
but
I was surprised.
Really? Just because the amount of money the establishment spent for Jerry Carl in the last 2 weeks? Because I know I heard from multiple sources, not just those around here, but other sources, maybe establishment-esque sources, that Barrymore was in very good shape 2 weeks out, and that's why the waterfall of negative ads came. But, I was pleased. I couldn't say I was surprised, but I was maybe a little bit surprised. Maybe like, hey, wow, he actually survived that onslaught. That was big.
I got some thoughts. Can I expand on
that? After the break, we'll get some thoughts. Well, I want to ask your thoughts on the 6th Congressional District. We'll be back.
There, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family. Coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan, call Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586, 368, Equal Housing Lender.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Right now, you're being placed under arrest for DUI.
You can't rewind a bad choice.
9 heel-to-toe steps, arms at your side, count out loud, you may begin.
Yes, officer.
1, 2, 3. Can you step out of the car, please?
I don't understand you.
I said you've had a lot to drink. Are you okay to drive?
Drive sober or get pulled over, brought to you by Adeka Letts.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health. Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Scott Beeson here at the helm of the ship. We've had our one-year anniversary, and you were not here.
And I totally forgot that
it's okay.
That was a day. You know, nobody called me.
I know how women feel.
I had to pay off a lot of bets on that one, Scott. Thanks a lot.
The payoff. He's like, I can't even drive to Birmingham because I have no money for gas.
Wait, what do you mean? You took bets on what?
That we wouldn't make it a year.
This, it could be a year and a day.
The bad thing is he tried to bet me, and I said, I'm not taking that bet.
No, you know what? That would be a great conversation, Sky. I don't know if you remember, and maybe y'all talked about this yesterday. Very first day. Do you remember it?
Oh, I'll never forget it. Never.
And what were your thoughts, honestly?
I wasn't sure what
God is watching.
Got myself into at the time. But
was it because there's three of us and that never works?
Well, it's always tough when people are not in the same studio.
Oh.
That is very difficult. And then I had three of you to deal with. And I couldn't figure out who was going to be my point person on the, on communication. I didn't know how good Allison was going to be. So it was Scott at first. And we couldn't seem to communicate and get attention across about the breaks. And then Rick Peters called, and that was a day right there, man.
So yours was more of just like a coordinating logistical thing, but listening to the content, were you like, this is a train wreck? Or were you like, this is gold?
Well, you got to remember, my previous show was with April Marie.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm used to all kinds
whatever.
Of, yeah, whatever's yep. whatever's going on, that's fine. We can work with it, with the content. But it was quite different at first.
And that's what we were going for, I think.
Nailed it. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. All right, before we take up the congressional races and Allison Sinclair's take on that, if you want to weigh in, you can as well. 1-800-289-9228. Let's go ahead to Red Top. Red Top wants to talk about inflation.
Yes.
Come on, Red Top.
And y'all didn't ask me about the one-year anniversary and how I felt on the first day y'all came on the air.
How did you feel, Red Top?
Scared the hell out of me. I said, God, these guys need to go to catechism. It's about 10 years with a nun. And we got a good 10 years to work on these people. That's about what I thought. But anyway, it has been fun, guys. And this girl that forgot your anniversary, y'all need to take her out back and switch the hell out of her. And make her pick the switch.
There you go.
That's old school.
That's when you know you're down south. When you hear somebody, my daddy made me pick the switch. Now, that don't happen nowhere else in the country, I don't think.
Hey, what happened to your Red Top if you brought back a switch that was not sufficient for the job?
Daddy, go pick it. That's exactly right. That is not an option. My daddy could, with one hand motion, unbuckle that belt buckle and snap it from around his waist and have it up in the air, like in a millisecond. It's the scariest damn thing I've ever seen.
I know that feeling, yes.
You damn right. I'm ready for Joe Biden to debate Donald Trump anytime. But what I'm calling about is the economy. 5% increase across the board on all prices everywhere. And that's 15 cents on gas, another 29 cents on my damn Popeye's chicken. I always had my $5.49 ready yesterday. They go, ain't good enough no more, Bubba.
$5.74. So I know. I'm with you completely. And what's bad, Red Top, is it's a 5% increase on top of all the other previous increases.
Yes, and there's going to be more. These guys and these big corporations got us by the balls, folks. There's no other way to put it. It ain't pretty. They control all supply lines, and they can name their price. And then a damn thing we can do about it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else, Red Top. We have been, the people on our side philosophically have always defended business. And these corporations have become mercantilist is what they are. There is crony capitalism. And now they are running roughshod over the American people. And we are still in this, we're kind of caught in this trap because we're like, oh, it's the free market. We can't be doing. No, we have reached the point where it is usury and abuse. In my opinion, I could be wrong, but I don't think that I am.
Oh, no, you're not. And, you know, I don't know how many people studied history, Boss Tweed and all the antitrust stuff. We're right there again, folks. And I do believe it's about 100 years ago, what?
I think you're right. I mean, Teddy Roosevelt was into the trust busting. And what's funny is conservative, quote unquote, conservative commentators and legislators, et cetera, have been trained for about the last 30 or 40 years that one of the faults of Teddy Roosevelt was busting the trust. So we're going to struggle with what to do about this because of what we've been taught and indoctrinated with.
Call it a swamp. Let's all pray for Martha. Well,
thank you. You got it. Thanks, Red Top. You know how true that really is. That's a great call, actually, by Red Top.
I was about to say he was oddly pleasant.
That is a Hall of Fame call, though. We really are kind of at the mercy of these giant corporations who have decided that they are our betters, and we will just take what we take.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't seem to mind. It's kind of like these companies that are okay with changing the minimum wage laws. Oh, yeah, go ahead and do that to us because we'll survive it. And we'll crush all the small mom-and-pop companies that can't survive it. And then we'll have all the business. That's not the way the free market or capitalism is actually supposed to work. You can't put your thumb on the scale.
But have you seen
to use government to make you successful? And that's what they're doing.
Have you seen what Wendy's is doing? Have y'all talked about that?
No, we've not. All right.
Okay.
Wendy's. Square Burger Wendy's.
Wendy's.
Little redheaded girl. All American redheaded girl Wendy's.
Yes, the adopted little Wendy's.
She's doing something bad to us?
Or good? That's just an interesting thing.
All right. We'll have it on the other side. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market report. How is the real estate market and what does 2024 hold for us? Last year, over 4,700 homes sold and closed through realtors and the average sales price was $245,000. People who have owned real estate over the last 2 to 3 years have profited by keeping their homes and now have more equity in their home than ever. The people who listed their homes with realtors were able to find ready and willing buyers that paid at or above their asking price. Mortgage companies and local builders have found ways to overcome higher rates with attractive programs that allow for low-cost refinancing when the rate drops. Some of the local mortgage companies have new programs that help buyers with low down payment programs, such as one program with 1% down or even less. If you haven't bought a house yet, now is the time. For all the information, call Bo Goodson at 221-2883 or the Goodson Group at 551-0225.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
David Little, Tucker Pecan, and things are happening at Tucker that's going to surprise you. They're moving. Here's David to tell you more.
Yeah, Bubba, we are. We're moving. We've been out here since 1952, and it was time to make a change, and we're making a change, and it will be for the better. We're going to move to 135 Mulberry Street. We're going to have our store over there. Our kitchen's going to be in the back. It's going to be a great opportunity for us, and we're going to have all the great gifts we have, and we're going to do the mail order like we've always done, but we're just moving to an area where has other shops like us, which will be good for us. And, you know, it'd make it easier for people to come shopping. They can just jump off the interstate right there on Mulberry, take a left, go about a mile up, we're on the left. So that's what we're doing. We're going to have the same great candies and gifts and all that, but in a different location. And we're starting to move, and hopefully we will be moved and out, everything done by the end of the month. So starting in March, we will be at 135 Mulberry Street. Y'all just come see us now.
Being here with Just Blinds in Prattville, and we've got the blinds and we've got the shades. At Just Blinds, we've got roller shades, banded shades, honeycomb shades, woven shades, fabric shades, and solar shades. And while we've got all the latest and greatest in shades, don't forget Just Blinds in Prattville is also your trusted source for shutters, draperies, and of course, blinds. At Just Blinds, we're more than just blinds. Visit our showroom in Prattville or browse our online showroom by visiting gojustblinds.com.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy one more quiet, comfortable day before the next storm system arrives. So for today, I think we'll see a decent amount of sunshine, a little warmer, high temperature up to about 77, low tonight 57. Tomorrow, Friday, dry through the morning hours. Risk of showers begins in the afternoon, high in the mid-70s. Widespread rain and thunderstorms Friday night and through the overnight hours until Saturday morning. Risk of locally heavy rainfall amounts and also a severe weather threat. The rain clears out by noon on Saturday. Back to cool sunshine on Sunday with a high in the low 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Looking for a tractor, excavator, mower, ag implements, or other equipment? Capital Tractor is as close as your smartphone or computer. Find the best deals, financing information, and browse new and used inventory with just a click at CapitalTractor.com.
Trustworthy. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. Allison Sinclair is with me with the giant water bottle. Does Brian actually know you got one of the corporate water bottles?
No. Listen, Brian Dawson is a water snob.
He is.
And he has these secret, I hope he's listening, has these secret bottles, giant water
bottles. Hidden, kind of.
They're in his office.
Uh-huh.
And usually, like, the lowly people have their cheap version, you know, in the little break room. Oh, no. Brian, I just walked into your office and grabbed one of your giant, fancy water bottles. So thank you so much. Well, I feel like so much better.
Like an IVF lab, they should lock them. You know, I'm with
you
on that.
Well, the lights were out and nobody's there, and I just walked right in. So I don't know. At least I'm honest about it.
Yeah. He probably didn't hear. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B wants to continue with some of the things that Red Top was talking about. Papa B, welcome to the program. I hope you're doing well on this fine Thursday.
I'm doing just fantabulous. Let me turn my volume down just a little bit here because I'm getting feedback. Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, you're good.
Yep.
Okay. So, you know, I have a brother in Tacoma, and he went up there in the Army, just poor as a snake. And on account of his southern accent, he was, oh boy, the new hot topic up there. And wound up marrying this girl that turned out, I mean, she was very wealthy. And it was like a Forrest Gump moment. He literally, I tease him, I say, you know, he stumbled bass ackwardsly into money.
Right.
So now, you know, y'all have, in similar fashion, stumbled bass ackwardsly into the real topic of the day.
Okay.
This, what our real problem is, you know, we might look at all these external things like the progressives and the social justice left, and they are real problems, okay? But believe it or not, they are the dependent and the codependent relationship that our friends that would otherwise be in, you know, free enterprise, like the big business, big pharma, for instance, and others, because they are fully participating in things that they would, you know, they would show their face as, you know, oh, we're conservative, you know, we believe in American values, and that kind of thing. But in all actuality, they are playing the other side of the ball, but you know, they might even show up in church with you, but they are not your friend. And they are sponsoring a lot of the stuff that goes on. So, you know, it's a very incestuous relationship that's happening there.
Well, think about this, Papa B. Mm-hmm. Corporate welfare relies on people to hold office that have no problem with welfare in general.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because if you vote for me, I'm going to be likely to say, you know what? It's not the government's job to help everybody from cradle to grave, poor people included, and it's not the government's job to block for or set up or assist businesses either. So they can't have people with our philosophy in charge because not only will welfare possibly be diminished on one end of the economic spectrum, the philosophy requires that it also diminishes on the upper end of the spectrum. Therefore, they are on the same team. You're right. Exactly. You're absolutely right.
That's exactly right. And so that's what we're up against here, because the politicians, and I, you know, I like that idea that somebody came up, who was it, that said they ought to be like NASCAR drivers. The senators and congressmen, they ought to have jackets. The jackets ought to be in bolder and emblazoned with all of their sponsors' logos. Yep. That way we would know who they're speaking for. You know, I guarantee you, you know, Pfizer is going to be on the back, you know, in just about every one of them, for instance.
Oh, yeah, it's on the hood. Wherever the best place is on a politician, That is where Pfizer's logo would be. Let me give you one. This person might be listening. I know some of the people who probably helped facilitate it might be listening. This is an example of how it works. Okay.
Okay.
There is I'll just say somewhere in the United States. It doesn't necessarily mean it's Alabama, but it could. Somewhere in the United States, a very wealthy person needed or wanted a bigger private airplane.
Okay.
But that bigger private airplane, because it's bigger, takes a longer runway to land or take off. And then it just so happens that their local small airport in one of these, you know, I can't remember if it was COVID or stimulus or whichever one it was, happened to the small local airport ended up getting given money to make their airport longer.
Imagine that.
Yeah. So I want people to realize that Mr. Monopoly could have extended the airport himself for his plane, but you and I extended it, and we will never, ever even step on the tarmac that extended airport. That is what is wrong with America. Yes.
Listen, that is a great example. I want to divert just a minute, not too far, but this is, you know, kind of in association with the discussion. You know, you see a lot of these liberal cities now, the progressives are bemoaning the fact that the liberal cities are rejecting the progressive ways, which I guess means, you know, just hell on earth, anything goes. Right. Hey, you bar the door. You know, if you can't have, you just have whatever stuff. They're rejecting, you know, the progressive way. But that includes things like the DEI movement. And this DEI movement, man, it is evil from the word go. They have now got a foothold in our government. Mm-hmm. And they are forcing corporations to do things that they would never do otherwise. And the latest example is Doritos.
Oh, I saw the Doritos story. It lasted two whole days, but still, they're trying their best.
They had to hire, because of the DEI baloney, I'm trying to be nice and not lose my Christianity, you know, but because of the DEI movement, they had to hire this guy that is full-on Silence of the Lambs psycho. I'm telling you, man, he could be in a crime novel or something. And so, yeah, now they're scrambling. Oh, my gosh, we didn't realize that he was a psychopath. You know, but that's what you get, because the progressive left has lost touch. They can't tell the difference between right and wrong, Scott. They can't tell the difference between a man and a woman. They don't have they're morally deluded. So anyway, I know I've ranged way away from the original, but anyway, I had to do it, man. I'm sorry about that.
Thanks, Papa B. I appreciate you, buddy. Have a good day.
Have you seen the Doritos?
The Doritos guy. Yeah.
Transgender. I mean, not even a cute tranny. It is like,
and he had these
teeth and these psycho eyes, and then all the tweets started coming out about pedophilia and raping children.
Let me be judgmental, okay? The people at Doritos can say, we didn't know what he posted in the past. They can say that. But whoever sat in that office and looked at him and said, that should be our spokesperson, should be fired. I would not have had to look at his, you know, his background.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
go. I don't think that's happening.
Bring back the Frito Bandito. That's the way you go with this at this point, man.
It's
everybody loved him.
Silence of the Lambs, crazy stuff.
Yeah. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
Hustler Turf Commercial Mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like a 104-inch Super 104, an 88-inch stand-on, and industry-leading warranties, Hustler mowers are ready to handle what you have to throw at them. So build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler Turf at Diesel Ace Hardware, US 31 North, just north of the Pine Level exit.
This is an important announcement from James Jones and your friends at Jones Drugs, your local hometown pharmacy.
Are you one of those folks who is perfectly happy with your local pharmacy and the relationship you have with your local pharmacist, and have received a letter from your health insurance suggesting that you use one of the chain stores? Or even worse, maybe they want you to order your drugs by mail. What you need to know is, in most cases, that's just a suggestion and not something you're required to do. As an essential healthcare worker, your pharmacist is working on the front lines to ensure patient safety while putting him or herself at risk every day. Your relationship with your pharmacist can be just as important as your relationship with your doctor. Are you willing to risk that part of your healthcare to mail order or chain stores where it's almost impossible to have that relationship with your pharmacist? For those who haven't experienced being part of the Jones Drugs family, come see what it's all about. Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Phoenix City.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA healthcare system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name,
and we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit PrattvilleCarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We are back, Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Scott Beeson, you say that all the time. Well, that's what they say today.
Why don't you say, I guess you can't say I'm Allison Sinclair. That would be awkward.
It would be. It would be weird. I'd have to.
Unless you're
like
the Doritos spokesperson.
Hello, I'm Allison.
Have they learned nothing from Bud Light?
Eat some burritos.
Burritos.
Doritos. Sorry.
No, they didn't learn anything from Bud Light. They did not. I don't
every time, so at the beach, there were some Doritos there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just saw those terrible teeth on a dress.
The Doritos are shaped like those teeth, kind of.
I got to see this now. I'm going to have to.
Oh, it's bad. It is bad. And I don't even know if I should read. I can't even read some of the comments that he
I know. I kind of regret saying what I said, but y'all need to know that this is like a sick, literally.
Oh, they were pedophilic comments.
Yes. Like
talking. Oh, yeah. Like open comments, guy. Like, you're like, what the? Like if you knew somebody personally and heard them say it, you would basically punch them just out of a knee-jerk reaction. Because you're like, what kind of sicko are you?
Now, this
you
is a Frito-Lay product, correct? Doritos?
Is Dorito Frito-Lay?
I believe it is.
I don't know.
They have, you know, just multi-million dollar advertising teams.
And
then they go out to agencies. I mean, it's How do they not just vet this guy?
I'll tell you how to search for it. Because I'm a crack researcher. Just put in Doritos Trans. That's what I do.
Simple and to the point.
Okay. Well, you'll get there.
And you will get the guy. He looks like...
Your eyeballs will burn.
He looks like a reject from an 80s hair band. No profanities. Hey, but never forget that the Business Insider said that right-wing boycotters have a new target. Right-wing... Okay, all of you Americans out there, leftists, my leftist friends who I know who listen... Go and read, if you can find it, read what this guy said, see who Doritos chose, and realize that if you feel uncomfortable and think this was a poor idea, you are a right-wing boycotter. You're with us.
If you're okay with it, please call us and defend his statements.
Yes.
Tell us what brain cells you have that can actually defend that.
The Advocate, which is supposed to be what it is, very... Advocate.com.
Okay.
Extremist target Doritos over transgender influencer ad. Not really. It was mostly for what they said. After the chip manufacturer featured a transgender influencer in a Spanish advertisement, the collective right lit their hair on fire. And I'm going to search. Where in this article does it say he said?
It's not the hair, it's the eyes that you want to poke out, okay?
Your own eyes.
Yeah. Sky, it's bad. Is it not bad? Like, there's got to be better looking transgender people to choose, at least. Like, if you want to go really superficial, is this the person you want as your face of Doritos?
This is the person that I think of when I think, man, she's a dude.
it's like a pairing of trans people. It's not funny, okay?
Okay, look.
If I was a trans person, I wouldn't be pleased with this either, I don't think. But
this
I don't know.
Okay, if people want to know what it looks like, this is what it looks like when you and the boys dress up for girls are playing powder puff football,
exactly.
And we're going to be the cheerleaders. That is what it looks
it's like.
It's like
a parody of...
This is the defensive tackle. He's not that big. But he's dressed up to look like a girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how bad it is.
Yeah.
I just want to know what he had to do to get his teeth to go forward, backwards, forward, backwards, forward, backwards.
It doesn't
that takes
make me
talent.
Want to eat Doritos. I'll tell you that.
If you eat Doritos, you too shall look like this. Isn't that what most of the advertising used to be?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? The beer commercials used to be like all the cool looking fit people, you know, and you're like, man, if I would just drink that beer, I would be muscular and all the girls would be slim and fit. And this one says, if you eat Doritos, you're going to look like him.
I predict this ad campaign is going to be a colossal.